Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Vinny, you were out there today, day one of mini camp. Lamar Jackson looked really good. Day two was a day for the defense.
Yeah, no question about it, Ken. Just because, you know, like, what would be good is play the cut yesterday from Jimmy Smith where he said the defense, he wasn't happy with the defense's effort or whatever. And then today, play Wink's cut where the defense played fast. And that usually happens, you know, like in this type of environment. When one group has a better practice, then what do you think the defensive coaches do? Because the offensive player is probably talking trash to them in the locker room. So they're pros too.
Yeah.
They came out today with an attitude. Wink had an attitude. Wink was loud, you know, and cheering and everything. So the defense, they played fast. They played aggressive. And they kicked the offense's butt. I mean, six interceptions, Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of says it all. Six interceptions. And Wink talks about, you know, that he knows that the secondary, they're going to have to rely a lot on the secondary. That's going to be the strength of their team. And today, it definitely showed. I mean, and it showed what they're capable of. And kind of like Greg Roman was talking about, you know, for his offensive players. Listen, we won't see a better secondary all year than what we practice every day with in practice, you know, so which is a good point, because when it comes to a game, you know, you're not going to play probably against a group that's better. The only thing that will be better is if somebody's pass rush is like kicking your butt, you know, and the ball's got to come out so good, then the secondary really isn't as big a factor.
So, Vinny, explain to me and explain to the listeners, because at minicamp there's no pads, there's no contact. How does a defense assert its will in that kind of situation?
Well, they were pressing a lot in coverage, so they were jamming at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, guys were having a much harder time getting off the line of scrimmage. The coverage was much tighter, and they were just – they were playing with a lot more intensity than the offensive guys were. Let me just say that. And it definitely showed. Because, Ken, a lot of times in those 11-on-11, they couldn't even get the ball off the quarterbacks. I mean, you know, they would end up scrambling around, you know, and have to throw it down the field or whatever. But the defense, and you know what, it'll set up for a good thing tomorrow. Because it'll be the last day. And here's the thing on the last day of minicamp, Ken. All the players, and probably some of the coaches too, depending on when they go for vacation, their bags will be packed. Their flights are already made. All right, so tomorrow they're done. Most of them probably got flights around 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow. There'll be a mad exodus out of that building for the airports.
Hey, Vinny, I'm curious, because it's June, maybe in some part of his mind, Greg Roman likes the fact that his offense got work, because now he can jump in their rears all day into tomorrow and hopefully get a more intensity from them tomorrow.
Well, the thing about it is, Ken, with a new offense, with new everything, there's going to be growing pains. So today, you know, so this afternoon or tonight, whenever they show the film, he can show the film and say, all right, guys, we've got to learn from this. You know, we had a good day yesterday. All right, here's what we need to improve upon that we didn't do today. All right, look at Lamar. Look at your feet, or look at your throat. What was your read? All right, look at the routes. What's the matter with the routes? You know, so there's a lot of things that they can correct and build on. Because, Ken, a lot of the offensive guys, you know, most of them are new. It's a new offense. Most of them are young. So there's going to be a lot of good teaching points for these guys.
Last thing for you, your grade on Lamar Jackson.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
I'd give him a D today. I mean, you can't throw red zone interceptions. You can't miss open receivers in the red zone. You can't over – he made more bad throws today. You know, it reminded me of last Thursday's, which I didn't like, which all the callers, you know, called in and complained about me complaining about Lamar on Friday. And then yesterday, you know, he was phenomenal. So And we were hoping, and we talked yesterday, Ken.
Yeah.
Let's hope that he can gain momentum and continue to stack good practices. Well, he didn't. Now let's finish. Now what we got to do is let's finish strong tomorrow with a good practice. Let's have one where he, you know they're going to do the Pascal in the red zone again. Let's have it where he completes them all, so he's got something to build on and feel good about himself when he leaves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.